La Campagna, London, Friday night. This is not your Nan's Sunday dinner, a fish and chippy or a Chinese buffet. Tonight, this is Italy. No haggis here, no bottled beers, just pasta, fresh, tailor-made. The mincing waiter gooses the posterior of the brawny man in the scullery, then inverts his frown, glides over to the long table of single women, and flirts. At first you think he hears the clink of coins on his silver tip plate, but their laughter opens his face like a daffodil, peeling back the outer petals to reveal the golden middle of a man surrounded by nieces and sisters, their heartaches, children, and deadbeat men. He recommends the right rosé to wash it all away, and they comply with his performance, casting their eyes over his handsome face and fit physique, investors in a scheme that yields only the thrill of investing. But isn't this happiness? William Blake would whisper in each ear an accolade for joy caught on the wing. And when they are at home, curling the stockings from their legs, a little drunk and overfull, their smiles that say, could have been, and you never know, will smile on them again, shaking out their hairpins, clink on the makeup mirror, a sound our Romeo won't know or hear, scrubbing the stubborn bolognese from his stiff apron, sliding the tongue of the register back into place, the backstage routine always tinged with sadness, the afterglow of smiles, the space between applause.